In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last summer I was able to stand before the place of rest, the reliquary of St. Gregory Palamas in Thessaloniki, the city he was the bishop of in the 14th century. It was an incredible thing to be there, so near him. And it is an incredible thing that we can still read today so many of his homilies, including the homily that he gave in that city on this day, the second Sunday of Great Lent, when he considered the same words that we have just heard from the Gospel according to St. Mark, about how Jesus came to Capernaum and so many came to hear him. St. Gregory says that amongst these certainly were the Pharisees. And he brings together verses from other places in Scripture to present to us the way Jesus spoke to the people, and including the Pharisees. He mentions that we often ourselves like to hear spiritual talk, spiritual words. And we like to consider and comment on the words that we've heard, add our own understanding. But he says, when it comes to going out and doing the things that we've been told, that's where we stop. We like to hear the words. We like to evaluate them in terms of the ways of understanding that actually guide our own lives. And then we ignore the words that we've heard, and we go back into our life, and we are guided just as we were guided before. And St. Gregory Palamas says of the Pharisees that they cannot believe in the Son of Man because they already believe in something else. They believe in human honor, worldly honor. Those things that are honored by people who love the world more than God. And that love of human honor is what holds them up and bears them through the world in a kind of sickness that does not enable them to walk as free spiritual human beings as God created us to be, but instead they are lifted up by the worldly opinion of others and the things that are honored in the world. And even in the privacy of their own mind and heart, those are the things that they honor. Those are the things that they believe in. Those are the things that sustain them. And Jesus, St. Gregory says, tells those of us who are like the Pharisees, how can you believe in the Son of God when you believe in this worldly honor? How can you seek the honor that comes from God? Because it's a choice between one and the other. Either we believe in and we are sustained and held up like the four men who are necessary to hold up the man who is sick of the palsy. We who believe in worldly honor, the honor of other human beings, are held up, sick, unable to walk as the human beings that God created us to be, unable to walk in freedom through the world, bound by our passions and our desires. We need healing just as much as the man who was brought by the four men who bore him to Jesus. There was such a gathering and so many people interested in hearing the words of Christ that the four men who brought the man who was sick of the palsy and could not walk were not able to just bring him through the door. And so they had to climb up onto the roof and take off all of the earth and the tiles that supported the earth and cast them away and lower him down into the presence of Christ so that he could be healed. Jesus told the man that his sins were forgiven, and the scribes thought to themselves, only God can forgive sins. This man cannot forgive sins. And Gregory Palamas says that the one who created the hearts of men and can hear their thoughts, heard them, and spoke to the thoughts in their hearts. Why do you reason this way in your hearts? But to show you that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. And he heals the man and tells him to rise and take up his bed and go back to his home. The one who created the hearts of human beings can hear the thoughts of our hearts just as clearly as he could hear the thoughts in the hearts of those who were there that day. We can fool others. We can believe in worldly honor. We can be blind to our own sins and be lifted up and carried about in our own vain minds by the honor that comes to us from worldly things. But we can't hide the truth of how things are in our hearts from God. We come to confession and we confess the things that we want to confess. And we believe that we are somehow absolved of having committed those sins and almost have the right after that to go to communion. We think with entirely Western minds, all of us who are converts to the Orthodox faith. St. Gregory Palamas says to us, let us make an analogy between this healing that Jesus did to the man sick of the palsy and we ourselves who are in need of healing. He says that in order for us to be left down into the presence of Christ so that we can be healed, first we need to take off all of the earth and things of this world that are covering up the roof of the highest part of our soul. Just as the earth and the tiles were cast off from the roof, so we must cast off the earthen love of honor and our passions in order to expose that roof in such a way that we can be left down into the presence of Christ and be healed. Until we cast these things off, we cannot be healed. But we, with our Western minds, we equate the absolution with the healing. And so we go and we don't even seek the healing because we believe in the honor of men. We return to the life of the world, to the life of the Pharisee. Just as the Pharisee went away back into his life to live a Pharisaical life, we would never, no Pharisee would ever go on beyond confession and absolution to seek genuine healing. There are things that need to happen before it is even possible for us to be in the presence of Christ that he might heal us and that we might be sent back into the world. Free men and women to be able to walk free in the world instead of being borne up by the high opinion of others on the basis of worldly things. There are four things, St. Gregory says, that we need to do in order to prepare ourselves to be left down into the presence of Christ. First of all, we have to condemn ourselves. Second of all, we have to confess our sins. Third of all, we have to promise not to do these sins that we have done in the past again. Often when we come, we confess, I am like this. I know that because I'm like this, I do these things that I ought not to do. I confess that I do them. And I am hoping that by absolution, God will somehow magically change me or give me the capacity to go out into the world and live my Pharisaical, world-loving, honor-loving life again, but with the ability of my own not to commit these sins. We put all these restrictions on God because we love the world and we don't love what St. Gregory says is the honor that can only come from God. What kind of honor would that be? The honor of being like Christ. And the fourth thing that we have to do, we would call it today a follow-up to confession, is prayer. Prayer. Self-condemnation. Confession of past sins, not current attitudes that we expect to continue, but we've come here for a temporary absolution of the things we've done last week that we know we're going to do again because we have not condemned ourselves, confessed our sins of the past, promised that we will not do them again because we have the capacity to exercise self-control, which St. Gregory says is one of the two things that make up the Lenten effort, self-control and fasting. We have the capacity to exercise self-control whenever we are pursuing something that we desire more than anything else. We can exercise self-control. But if we do not desire the honor that comes from God, if we only desire the honor that comes from having the things of the world, then we are only going to be able to exercise that self-control when it comes to the pursuit of the things of the world. That we seem to be able to do. But we do not in our spiritual lives seem to have the capacity to exercise self-control when it comes to pursuing the honor that can only come from God. What honor is that? It is the honor of being able to put on the cloak of Christ. Saint Paisios, Elder Paisios, says that humility is the garment of Christ. Humility is the garment that we put on, that we must wear if we are going to live our salvation. Humility is a garment that when we put it on, St. Paisios says, makes us look like Christ, because it is the garment that he wore all his life. To cover his divinity, he wore the garment of humility. Now we wear the garment of Christ in order to share his divinity. By sharing his humanity, by living his humanity, by having the honor, the not human philotimo, but the divine philotimo of Christ. The honor that can only come from God, not from the world. There is a difference between the two. And once we have prepared, once we have done these four things, then we can be lowered into the presence of Christ. Then we never reach that point. We never even make it through the four things that St. Gregory Palamas considers to be the content of confession and repentance. We confess, but we don't repent. To repent means to say to God, I will not do these things again. I will walk along with you and repudiate these things that I have done in the past. They are not about how I am with you, and I will not do them in the future. And then by prayer, we maintain our closeness to God and are able to do that. And once we have done that, then we are lowered into the presence of Christ. And then he heals us. And after we are healed, then we walk out into the world free of the burden, of the paralysis, of this palsy that had made it necessary for us to be carried around by some sense of pride that is based on the honor of others. The honor of others who honor the things of the world and not the things of God. We will be free of that bed of paralysis. But only if we do these things. We are able to have this healing because Christ came into the world and did all of the work that he did and brought us into his life so that we could be healed and live the full human lives that he created us to live. And so let us repudiate the things of the world and use this time of the holy days of Lent to seek healing from Christ, to seek the honor that can only come from God, to seek to put on our own shoulders the garment of Christ, the garment of his humility. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.